Thank you for calling Expedia. This is Shelly speaking. How can I assist you today?
Okay,
hey,
Okay, are you there, Jonathan?
I'm still here. Sorry, I mean. So anyways, I'm actually a Best Buy representative. So I have a client here waiting on actually getting a dishwasher install, but it seems like it's outside of the window, and she just wants to know if that's still coming through today if possible. I have details on the order if needed.
Okay. Do you have the FMS number?
Yes, let me pull that up here. Okay, it is 7681408888.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Wilt Shaw.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, and that's a 104 Dove. Is that Meadow, MDW?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Let me see. Okay, so I do see where we spoke with Ashley earlier. Then we spoke with Marvin just a couple minutes ago. We haven't received anything back from that ETA request, but I'm more than happy to send another one over, but I can't guarantee a call back from tonight.
Well, is it going to be delivered tonight? What's going to happen? I need to know.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm showing your time frame was 4 to 6. Look at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 8:07 there. Generally, our teams actually stop at 8 because, you know, our time frames, that's how they run. Closer to 8 o'clock, it's usually, like, in time for them for a lot of reasons. So I can't guarantee that they're still on the road. If they are, that's on their own accord. But for us, I would not be able to guarantee that. And in that case, we'd have to have the item come back, and then it would be rescheduled on Best Buy then. But yeah,
can we get it by tomorrow? I mean, because it's not our fault. Can we get it by tomorrow if it doesn't come tonight?
No, I wouldn't be able to.
I could take
that, unfortunately. Sure, if Best Buy's able to hook up with their other team, that might be something that they could look into. But XPO wouldn't be able to do that because our routes are already
pre-printed. We've wasted our whole day today. I'm sure you could, you know, acknowledge if delivering it tomorrow.
Right. So for insurance purposes, XPO's routes are pre-designed hours before on the day before. So I wouldn't be able to add it to the route now. It's not something I have the ability to do.
So if
Best Buy is able to hook up with their other company because they have a sister company they work with, that might be something they could look into. But XPO wouldn't be able to do that. We can try for Monday. I can request that.
Well, okay. But it'd have to be Monday morning. I'm tired of waiting because this is totally frustrating, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, I completely understand. On customer service level, with us sending over ETA requests, I'm not actually sure, like, what's happening. That's why we always have to send those over to see what's even going on. I'm not in Texas, so I wouldn't be able to actually see, like, what the weather is, what's going on with the tech, if there's a truck issue. I'm not sure. There's a lot of things that could have happened, and we don't know until we hear back from them. So I'm not sure.
Weather's not an issue.
Yeah, weather's not an issue.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That marks off one out of several different things that could have happened.
Okay, didn't say anything. So I'm serious. Okay.
Are you still there? This is Mr. Shaw talking here. Hello?
Jonathan,
or who's on the phone right now?
Right, so I'm XBO, story. And then Jonathan, yeah. So there's two of us.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had zero communication from, you know, except for where we've tried to call, and then we keep hearing back about estimated time of delivery, but we haven't heard, like, them calling us to tell us either it's coming or what time it's coming or whether it's not going to come today or something. The communication is zero, and that's frustrating to us.
Yes, sir. Like I was advising Ms. Shaw, it's actually frustrating for us as well because we're on customer service level. You're speaking to somebody in a call center, so we have to send over that information to the management team that runs the team that's on route today. We have to let them know, hey, this is what's going on. Like, what, you know, what's happening? We're not on the roads. So we have to wait for them to let us know what's going on. And like I told Ms. Shaw, you know,
are you
a number of different things. Huh?
Are you Geek Squad?
No, I'm XBO.
I'm sorry?
I'm XBO. Jonathan, I believe, is the representative from Best Buy.
Okay. What about, it's supposed to be Geek Squad delivering.
I'm sorry.
It's one of Best Buy's affiliates companies that's doing the delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jonathan is from Best Buy.
All right. Well, anyway, Jonathan or somebody, we need to have a definite time for delivery and when. It looks like it's not going to be today. Of course, we don't really know that because who knows? The driver might, they might show up tonight anyway. We don't know. There's been zero communication with them, but at least let us know when delivery can be made on that.
Yes. They're working on it right now. Please let us work on it.
Yeah, I know it. Jonathan, can we get a time and day for the delivery, please?
We can, ma'am. Pull that up one more time. Earlier, because it's still in a transit status, it wasn't allowing me to make a change, but that doesn't mean that we can't adjust it.
Okay.
Let me see here. On your end, it was allowing you to do Monday?
No.
That's what she said, yes.
Yeah. I can request it for the management team because of what was going on, but at this time, it's still showing open for me as well, which is, you know, an irregularity. So, like I said, I have to wait for the team to let me know what's going on. I can definitely request that for you. But I'm not sure if you wanted to try with your partner company.
We could do that as well. I could bring you over to my appliance line and see if we could make a separate adjustment too.
Yeah.
Or if they can deliver tomorrow.
Yeah, you can't deliver tomorrow, Jonathan.
You know, that would be something that they would have to see. On my end, honestly, it would most likely be a couple days. But I'll have you speak with them to see what they can make happen for you.
Okay. All right. Just so I know. And if Monday's up for sure, we'll just, you know, we'll go with that, I guess.
Okay. In that case, thank you for your help. I appreciate that. I'm going to have them to actually talk to my appliance services and see if they can make that change for you.
For sure.
Okay. Absolutely. All right.
Thank you all for calling. Hope you have a great day.
Like
okay. Thank you.